B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
The head teacher who used school funds to turn his office into a sex dungeon has been banned from the profession for life.
Wow. All right.
James Stewart. Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart.
Is 74 years old. He was executive principal at Sawtrey Village Academy in Cambridgeshire in England until 2014 when the Department of Education launched an investigation into his running of the school.
Well, you see, I like to be spanked by hot bitches. Is that so wrong?
He was convicted of fraud and misconduct. The former teacher defrauded the school.
I have a leather dog mask that really gets me off.
He had defrauded the school of more than $200,000, the BBC reported at the time, which he used to pay off credit card debt and bills. And he also turned an office into an inner sanctum where sex toys and condoms were found. He also
It's where I go to do the figging.
He also admitted drinking alcohol on site and having regular sex with another adult in one of his school offices.
Is it so wrong, though, for a teacher to sort of personalize a room?
No. In fact, you're supposed to.
Yeah.
The school has been left in serious financial difficulty, and this was not least because of the activities of the former head, which included building a sex dungeon alongside his office for his private use. A teaching regulation agency panel concluded that it was proportionate to ban Stewart from teaching indefinitely. The report said whilst Mr. Stewart previously had a good record, the panel found no evidence that the teacher's actions were not deliberate, nor was he acting under duress. In fact, the panel found the teacher's actions to be calculated, motivated, and sustained for a number of years. So he is never going to be able to teach
again. I like
again.
The wording on that.
Yeah. Michael Kumo, the principal at Holy Family Catholic School in Port Allen, an educator who previously received the prestigious $25,000 Milken Award.
Ooh, the Milken Award.
Has resigned after his arrest early Friday at a Washington, D.C. strip club while on a school field trip to the nation's capital.
Was he picking up the Merkin Award?
He may have been. So the spokesman for the diocese said that the incident occurred while Kumo was with students on a school-sponsored trip. Those students were in their hotel rooms under the supervision of other chaperones when Kumo was arrested. He submitted his resignation as principal. According to the arrest report, officers were dispatched at about 2:20 a.m. Friday to Archibald's Gentlemen's Club.
Archie's Gentleman's Club.
On a complaint about an intoxicated man refusing to pay his bill. The report says that Kumo was found standing in a roadway refusing to move. He was asked to move multiple times but refused.
I'm not gonna.
Kumo was arrested on counts of public intoxication and possession of an open container of alcohol. Kumo had a service dog with him while he was at the strip club. I don't know why. And, by the way, that strip club is about a quarter mile walk down from the White House. So he was right around the corner from the nation's
capital. Wow.
Yep, exactly. So tough day for him. Tough night.
Stupid!
An elementary school in Scranton was closed Thursday morning after educators realized somebody broke in and got naked and vandalized the place. Teachers discovered vandalism in parts of the gym and areas of the school. According to the Scranton police chief, once inside the school, the male took off his clothes and was walking through at least a portion of the school.
What's the naked thing? Are we thinking drugs?
Yeah. Maybe. Earlier in the day, television station WNEP was at the school for a segment about safety surrounding running in the dark. When they...
That's a segment?
I guess so. Yeah, they're in Scranton, dude. They need stuff to write about.
Sometimes running in the dark can cause injuries, especially if you collide with things you can't see.
You know they're right.
Yeah.
When they arrived around 4 a.m., a mess of Murphy's...
Jumping into pools of burning oil can be hazardous to your health.
When they arrived around 4 a.m., a mess of Murphy's oil soap was already cleaned off the gym floor. Initially, some thought it was just a school prank, and that was until the principal reviewed security footage later in the morning. For safety, the school officials decided to close the school for classes, but they don't know who this guy was, and they are trying to figure out how to find him. So, here's the fourth school.
There you go.
Story. A Florida high school teacher raised eyebrows this week when after allegedly writing WTF is this on a student's homework.
Okay.
Melinda Smith, the student's mother, was shocked when her son showed her science homework with the comment, WTF is this? Absolutely no credit. It was written on the top. She said it wasn't anything about not getting the credit. It was more so the language about the writing to students that was very inappropriate and not acceptable for a teacher whatsoever, Smith says. Her son is a student at Rutherford High School in Panama City. Smith said the teacher should be reprimanded. The principal said that school officials have been notified of the situation and are conducting an investigation.
You think people just forget?
Yeah. I think so sometimes. Maybe. You know, it's such like, a default thing.
Yeah, like this isn't a bad word, nor does it stand for bad words.
Yeah.
Well, suck, we talked about when you used to say that sucks.
Right. Yeah.
That,
yeah.
That had a much more graphic connotation. Now it's sort of neutered.
In fact, suck it is
yes,
a big is
that's it.
A
yeah.
phrase that's used quite a bit. And what do you think they're talking about sucking? Well, you know, we've kind of let that go. One last story. I love this one. Jonathan Parker, the former chairman of the Idaho Republican Party, has been arrested on a felony first-degree stalking charge. Parker was booked Thursday night into the county jail by Boise police. Police say Parker repeatedly disguised himself with a wig and pleasured himself while hiding in the bushes near his wife's apartment complex. Oh.
Near his wife's? Are they estranged?
Yes. So his wife, Kelly Parker, filed for divorce from him in March. A temporary restraining order relating to children and property was issued, but a judge ordered all records in the case sealed earlier this month.
Is that you out there? No, it's another guy with a wig.
Parker repeatedly shook his head from side to side during his video arraignment. His lawyer called the situation a grand misunderstanding.
Okay. What are you doing out there in the bushes? It's not me. It's a strange guy with a different hairstyle.
But listen to this. So the lawyer argued that Parker was going to a costume party and was peering through windows to scare a different woman.
Oh. So,
yeah.
So, and what about the pleasuring?
They left that part out. A judge set the bond at $80,000 and issued another no-contact order. Parker cannot be within 500 feet of his estranged wife.
And no wigs.
Parker left his position with the Idaho Republican Party in February. He had been chairman since 2017. Previously, he served as executive director for the state GOP and was a staffer to former Congressman Bill Saleh. So things have gone asunder for this gentleman.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
With no training or certification, a woman who worked as a nurse for 20 years has turned out not to be a nurse at all.
Oh, no.
Hey, that's funny.
According to Quebec's Order of Nurses, the order said this week that it was looking into the case. The woman, whose identity has not been revealed, worked in several different departments in the hospital, including the surgery. She had been using the license number of another accredited nurse who has the same name and also works in the region.
Well, how difficult is that stuff?
Another employee with the Regional Health Board became suspicious when the woman tried signing up for a training course earlier this spring. The license number that she was using showed a different place of employment than the hospital. The suspicions led to an internal investigation, and soon after, the woman's firing. And I don't think they've seen any issues of impropriety as far as mistreatment of you know, not doing her job.
Right. She apparently was pretty good, but she the one red flag was she checked a guy into the maternity ward.
Oh.
And that's when they became suspicious.
It all fell apart after that. A man's fall from a moped caused him much stranger trouble than anyone could have imagined. According to his doctors, a bruise near his genitals left him with a days-long erection, one that eventually required a trip to the emergency room to treat.
Give myself a motorcycle.
Thankfully, doctors were able to resolve his awkward complication, and the patient had no long-lasting damage. But the bizarre tale was described by the UK doctors who treated the man. The 35-year-old man had fallen off his moped 9 days before his visit to the ER. At first, he only seemed to have a bruised perineum, the area between the genitals and anus that is commonly known as the taint. Before long, though, the man developed an erection that lasted far, far more than 4 hours. While the erection itself wasn't painful and there were no other symptoms, he did have to deal with the mild discomfort on walking.
But he's got a boner.
That was the doctor who was giving the diagnosis.
Once
what was that diagnosis again, Case?
Oh, yeah.
But he's got a boner.
Once at
You have a massive erection.
That was the nurse.
Once at the ER, he was classified as having a grade 4 erection. You ever heard of that?
Grade 4 erection?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a grade 4 erection, the highest tally on the erection hardness score, which is a real thing.
So if this is England, it's the highest tally on the tallywhacker scale.
Even among cases of unwanted stiffness, though, the man's situation was unusual. Yes?
It's very similar to the tornado scale, isn't it?
The Fujita scale?
Yeah, the Fujita scale.
Around 95% that lasts too long, a condition called priapism, involve a blockage of blood vessels directly connected to the penis.
But wow.
This type, called low-flow priapism, basically means that it is caused by blood that can't leave the genitals as normal. Most cases of low-flow priapism are unexplained, but erectile dysfunction, drugs, and neurological conditions are common causes. The man, however, had high-flow priapism, meaning that blood wouldn't stop rushing to his area. As with his case, this type usually happens when the blood vessels surrounding the genitals are injured and ruptured through physical trauma, and that's what happened to this guy.
So would he have had... not that this is in the story, but just in case it is, was it sensitive? Was his junk pained?
I don't know. The physical trauma created a pooling of blood in the area and two fistulas on the left and right side of his genitals.
Mm.
The man opted for a more aggressive procedure using a catheter to carefully pick out the arteries directly feeding it. And the doctors created their own blood clots near each fistula. For one fistula, they use a gel-like foam that breaks down on its own within 4 to 6 weeks. For the other, they used a microcoil, specifically designed to block a single blood vessel. Soon after, the man's condition improved, though it took a while for him to fully recover the use of his unit. When they checked on him a year later, he reported having completely normal erectile function.
And all because of a bruise on the taint.
That's what happened, yeah.
Wow.
I'm most interested now in the grades of erection because, like, what's the highest? Is, like, grade 5? Like,
I think you get a gold watch.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll have to
I'm not talking about, like, awards, but...
Yeah, so what's... Yeah,
who's Nick,
look up the erection hardness score.
It's like the ohm scale on minerals, right?
Oh, there we go. Okay.
It only goes up to 4.
Up to 4.
Okay. So,
yeah, okay.
Well, as of we know now, I mean, there could be innovations that lead to more numbers.
Mm. When police attended the scene after Robert Shapley had crashed his car, he claimed that he had lost control of his vehicle due to a sudden attack of sea creatures. Ooh. Officer said that he was incoherent and mumbled to them about having seen white bait, octopus, and other marine creatures on the road.
On the road.
He also pretended to be reading an imaginary book about hedgehogs. Shapley told them, it got a bit bumpy for a while. I swerved to avoid an octopus, and it's pretty bad out there having to dodge all that white bait.
Isn't the highway department supposed to take care of that?
Officers said they found no evidence of an octopus on the road. In fact,
they went looking.
Shapley was under the influence of a prodigious amount of drugs, including morphine, codeine, cannabis, and a byproduct of heroin. His car ended up on its roof in a ditch. Police put him in one of their cars before he was checked over by paramedics. He continued to talk to the officers. He was talking about the squid, octopus, and other sea creatures, and he later pretended to be reading an imaginary book about hedgehogs. So they arrested him, as you can imagine. All right, and then we'll do one more story, and we will wrap it up. And we haven't talked about a Florida man all morning, so we got to do that. A Florida man is facing manslaughter charges, accused of accidentally and fatally shooting a woman during a sex act on Sunday. Andrew Chenault shot a woman in her 20s in the upper body with his registered handgun about 12:30 p.m.
I'm going to shoot.
The shooting occurred at his home. The woman, whose identity was not revealed, was taken to the hospital where she later died. He was charged with manslaughter with a weapon on Friday. So it apparently happened accidentally.
Were they playing some sort of kinky...
They didn't indicate.
Russian roulette sex kind of game?
Or maybe it was just laying on the bed and they were... I don't really know.
I always take my firearms off the bed.
Kind of weird. Yeah. And there you go. That's what I have. From Florida Man.
Florida Man. Florida Man.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.